So thank you very much, Vichai Prabhu, for this opportunity. But now also, you all have to bless me to say something useful, because naturally, I shouldn't sit here. There's so much more senior devotees here. Anakadunubi, Narakrishna Prabhu, so many others who are much more experienced. So, please give your blessings. So I want to speak on two things in this talk. One is that you all heard this, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the cause, purity is the principle. So I want to speak on two of these points, books are the basis and preaching is the essence. Because I think it's a very nice topic to, in relation to book distribution. And so the first point is books are the basis. Many heard this often, and we can understand in different ways, in different levels, in different situations. First of all, books are the basis of our work, of our action. It means that if we do a lot of activities like preaching, book distribution, harinams, then automatically we get more and more spiritualized, otherwise our work tends to become mundane. Usually, as soon as we are in on the influence of material energy, material energy has the nature to be degrading. And therefore, if we act in as close as possible in spiritual activities, that's the best way to get us out of material conditioning. So deity worship is there, chanting is there, reading the books is there, but then most of us, we are very young, we have a lot of energy, so we have to do some action also. So if this action is directly connected with preaching, with book distribution, then it's very helpful for our spiritual life and for our own realizations and for the spirit of the whole community. Then, for example, Jehovah's Witnesses, I was hearing yesterday, they distribute 1 million magazines a day on average. It's quite good. So it's very much there. Kaunti Prabhu, he gave a presentation yesterday on some scholar, he was analyzing which movements prevail after more than 100 years and which go down again. He said every year more, several hundred new religious movements come up and also go again. Several hundred, so it's quite a bit. And one of the main points that there was 10 points which are necessary that the movement stays. And one of the main points was that it's capable to inspire devotees or inspire people to do voluntary service and to go out and spread the message. And he said if some people knock on your door, that movement, you will know they will last. So Hare Krishna movement in the 70s, it was so much growing because there was so much activities on the streets, book distribution, harinams, like this. And we see in those places where it's not done, then slowly material energy sets in and it's diminishing. So then also book distribution is the basis financially. Baupak gave a lot of quotes that as long as we distribute books, we don't have to worry about finances. Because if book distribution is the income, then automatically one is independent. Because that's the Brahminical lifestyle, he gets from everyone a little bit, Madhukari. As soon as some big donors come in or some people who maintain a project or oneself, then automatically one is dependent and one has to adjust to these persons. We see this a lot. If the Indian community is the main support for a temple, then the whole spirit in the temple gets adjusted to this community. And that doesn't say that it's bad to have an Indian community or they shouldn't support the temple. It's very nice. It's perfect. Just the point is that as long the independence is kept, the spirit and the teachings can stay pure. Otherwise, if it gets dependent, then it's slowly also decreasing. Then on the next higher level, also managerially, if book distribution or preaching is not the focus, then also management becomes mundane, because then it's all about, okay, we want to make some nice arrangement in this material world to get the most out of it, right? Prabhupada said this, that if preaching is strong, then management is very easy, because it's everybody is inspired by himself, everybody is connected with Krishna, then management is very simple. Otherwise it's becoming bureaucracy and rules and regulations and needs a whole staff to maintain the organization kind of. And also, if books are the basis, then the knowledge and teaching are it stays on a transcendental level. Prabhupada wanted to be devotees to be independent, thoughtful. So if books are the basis of our spiritual life, that means not just that we distribute them, but also we read them and study them. And in this way, get a deeper understanding about what we are actually doing. I'm from Germany, and in Germany there's this famous letter, of course everybody knows in Germany, that Prabhupada said, you're not supposed just to distribute these books, but also read them. So, in the beginning, of course we have some inspiration by leaders, by people who say, okay, you should go out and preach, you should get up in the morning and you should wash yourself and do all these things. And because of the association, because of the order of the leader, then we do all these things and we get some understanding about scriptures and stuff. But on longer terms, we should also be able to study the scriptures so that we ourselves find inspiring points in studying, and so we can inspire ourselves by reading, by our activities. It's not, and we can ourselves inspire others in this way. Because Prabhupada wanted everybody to become spiritual master, and so in the long run everybody of us has to find inspiration in scripture. Not only, but also. So the books should be always the basis. Also on, if we hear lectures or if we hear some sadhus speak, then we should always be able to be independent thoughtful and look, okay, is this in line with scripture, is it in line with Prabhupada? Otherwise we become blind followers. So then, yeah, so we see it on different levels, this books are the basis is interesting and it makes sense. And then the second point is, preaching is the essence. So we started the temple in Leipzig 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and we started just with book distribution. Basically, we had a flat of some congregational member, which we slowly transformed into a temple, and then we took the next flat, the neighbor flat, and then on top, now we have 4 flats, and it's growing more and more. And so we did book distribution, and it was the basis of all our actions, but it was not the only thing we were focusing on, because I saw other temples in Germany, also in other places, they were exclusively focusing on book distribution. And I saw lots of books go out, a lot of people benefit, but the project is slowly growing only, very minimal growing. So I tried to put the focus also on preaching, on bringing in new people. Because if you have new people, automatically you have more people who can distribute books, automatically you have more book distribution also. If I just distribute books on my own, then how many books I can distribute? But if there's more and more people coming, then it will grow automatically. And in this way, now we are the temple in Germany which distributes the most books and has the most devotees actually also living there. So I found that at least in our area it works, and I think in some temples they don't have a problem with new people are coming, but especially in the West that's a major challenge because there's a lot of prejudices and things like this. So we focus on different ways of preaching, and I'm very inspired by Hare Krishna Das, for example, because I think we do too less Harinam nowadays. We should do much more Harinams. And in the West that's what people really appreciate. If they see Hare Krishna singing and dancing on the street, that's extraordinary. Especially in Germany, nobody sings and dances, what to speak of in the streets. So these things are very powerful. And also we go on festivals where people are at ease, they are not in a hurry, they are not on work or in university studying, but they have leisure time. So it's easy to get food to people. And I can see also for devotees who distribute books, it's very inspiring on the weekends instead of spacing out and watching movies or something, to go and preach and go on festivals or something. And that enlivens also their book distribution. Same as if people who they distributed the book, then they come in the temple and become a devotee. It's so much more inspiring. It's so much more inspiring. So we try to create a good follow-up on book distribution. If we meet a nice person on the street who we can see he has some potential, then we really follow up. We visit him at home, we stay in contact, invite him for festivals. And that's very inspiring for the devotees. And I see that devotees, they can stay on book distribution for a longer time if they bring some other things inside. Of course, the danger is the focus gets lost, because if one wants to distribute a lot of books, the focus has to be there. So there's times, for example, in marathons or something, then the focus is exclusively on book distribution. Then there's other times in the summer or something, where it's more also preaching is involved. And when we have 2 parties in Leipzig, one party is quite the whole year fixed on book distribution, so the people, the devotees who want to do that, there's a place for that. And the devotees who want to distribute books but also do other things on the side, there's a place for that also. And another point is that these books, a lot of books Prabhupada wrote, they are very elevated. So it's not just meant for people on the street, housewives and workers and stuff, but especially for the upper class of society. So everybody of us can think how to reach these people, especially nowadays. We had a seminar yesterday of one Prabhu. He is a scientist from Denmark, very amazing lecture he gave. And he explained that there's 2 laws in the material world which the scientists established and which cannot be in any way changed. And this is one, knowledge is always increasing in time. And the second is the material world is always deteriorating. And of course, that's completely in line with our scriptures, if we think about it. But this means, factual for us, people get more and more knowledge, especially nowadays, the development, the speed of people understanding, of people learning, it goes more and more up. It's the information time or information age or whatever. So it's rapidly expanding. And at the same time, people are more and more degrading in their character, in their culture, in their whatever. So we can see it's perfectly happening what you said. And so it's a time really where people come to a point where they realize all the knowledge we have, there must be a next step. So of course, Krishna consciousness, that's the real conclusion of all logic, of all knowledge. So at one point, very soon, they have to accept this, and they will come up with this conclusion on their own thoughts. And then of course there are the books which describe it much more. And more, many people will start to read these books and really understand the value of it and the depth of it. And at the same time they realize we are more and more degraded, so we need to do something. In the US there's a whole movement from Maharaj Yogi, I don't know, this transcendental meditation, that's what he's doing. And they are now very much present on universities because the university scholars, they realized our students, they are not capable to listen anymore. The brain is not working anymore sufficiently. So they have to learn some meditation, some techniques to kind of get conscious enough again to understand knowledge. So the same realization will come up more and more for people in general, that they realize we have to do something, otherwise we get more and more degraded, we get more and more addicted to alcohol and drugs and whatever, sex. So, all in all, I think that we have a big scope and it's a nice opportunity now. It's a very powerful time to distribute a lot of books, because if we think, like even 100 years ago, it was not so easy to distribute books on a big scale. Now we have a printing press. Books are actually very cheap in comparison to other things. And we have so much opportunities. It's quite, in most countries it's very easy to distribute books legally wise. And people are more and more open. People are more and more on the searching. Okay. One example is I want to give maybe from the marathon this year. In conclusion to this, I was thinking I should go to private schools and distribute some books there to the kids on private schools, because there naturally they have the karma to be the future leaders in society. They have parents, mostly they come from some parentage where it's still kind of stable and secure and financially very nicely situated. So I thought I should go there and distribute some books. And there's one private school, it's one of the best in the whole Germany. And of course it's completely, especially nowadays with the Christian child molesting stories, it's very protected, nobody can come inside just like this. So I was knocking on some window and asked some kid, one of the students, to let me in. And he let me in through the window. And I went to all the boys to distribute books, and I spoke with them, and many of them were interested. Some were like completely confused, of course. And then later I met the person who was teaching them. He was in some extra room, and I went to him also and introduced myself and said, yeah, I'm a monk and I want to give these books. So he also took some books to distribute to the boys. He was also open. So it shows they are, although it was a very Christian area, they are open. And I was very satisfied after this. But one thing I noticed, all these kids, every one of them, they had big pictures of naked women in their room. every single one of them. And the teacher, he comes in their room every day to correct their homework and stuff. And they don't care at all. So it proves how like this degradation is coming more and more. And so I thought it's really time for us to get active more and more again. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Pick something, I didn't know, but I'll try to do my best. I see so many nice devotees, very enthusiastic, it's very pleasing. Oh, you can stop it.
This is Govardhan Pundit, who is from Italy. Who just tutored for how many years?
I'm trying, but...
How
many? Maybe 15 years.
15 years, student books. Very nice. 25
but not the time.
No, it's 25, that's 15 minutes. Very nice, since you have a lot of nice realizations about the distribution. So let's give you a wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you very much. Okay. Maybe I can say some words and then we can make the answer, question and answer.